It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Joining us now from the from Washington, actually, is our Senator Tina Smith. Good morning, Senator. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's great to be with you, and it's a cold day in Minnesota this morning, isn't it?
It is a cold day, and it's so dry here. It's just affecting my voice and my sinuses and everything. I need to get into a warmer climate someday, or just wait until summer.
That's right. Get that dehumidifier running in your office there, and you'll feel better. That humidifier, not dehumidifier, humidifier.
I think you're right there. We invite you on today to talk about a couple of things. Let's start off by talking about the No Surprises Act. It's some new legislation, a new law that took effect on January the 1st that you've been involved with. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, the No Surprises Act was a bipartisan piece of legislation. As you said, it went into effect on January 1st. And what it says is that no one who goes into an emergency room should find themselves with a surprise medical bill a couple of weeks later. And this happens all the time. About one in five people who have to go into the emergency room end up with bills they weren't expecting, $100 or thousands or sometimes tens of thousands of dollars. What happens is folks go in and they don't really have any choice in the matter, of course, and then they have these bills. And maybe it's from an anesthesiologist who saw them that was out of network, and then there they are slapped with a bill. So our legislation stops that. It basically says you shouldn't have to be responsible for a bill that you didn't have any intention of incurring. And it says to the hospitals and insurance companies and providers, you guys work it out. We have a way for you to work it out, but don't bring the consumer into it, the patient into it. So it's a big deal. I think it'll be an important step in helping to lower healthcare costs for people.
Now, did this go through pretty easily? I mean, is this something that's been working on for quite a while? You'd mentioned the bipartisan support.
Yep. Well, it was something that was worked on for quite a while, and we passed it way back in December of 2020. It took about a year for the rules to all get settled so that folks knew how to implement it and the hospitals and doctors and so forth knew what to do. But I'm proud of this legislation. I helped to co-sponsor it. And as I said, it was bipartisan, and I think it's a real step in the right direction. It's an important consumer protection piece of legislation.
All right. But once again, Senator Tina Smith is with us right now. Today is January the 6th. Of course, it marks the one-year anniversary of rioting at the Capitol, and also the insurrection that ensued. Mm-hmm. Can you just walk us through kind of briefly what it was like for you personally 1 year ago today? The Senate and the House were ready to certify the balloting of the 2020 election, the voting. Can you walk us through what it was like for you?
Well, I had been in Washington for a couple of days on January 6th of 2021. I was sworn into office on January 3rd. My husband was here. He left to come back to Minnesota, and he said, now, are you sure you're going to be okay? Because we, of course, heard about this big rally that the former president was planning. And I said, oh, sure, I'm going to be fine. The United States Capitol must be one of the safest places in the country. So I had no way of knowing, I couldn't even fathom that something as violent as occurred would happen at the Capitol. In the moment, it was very surreal, Jeff. It was hard to even believe that it was happening. I had a vivid experience early on when a member of the Capitol Police, before the people breached the Capitol, the insurrectionists got inside the Capitol. The Capitol police officer I saw had been sprayed with some sort of pepper spray or bear spray and was choking and coughing and washing his face. And I was there with a couple of my colleagues, Republican and Democratic women, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. And we just couldn't even believe it. And even then, it didn't really sink in what was happening. To see all the videos later and to appreciate and to understand the violence, the attacks that the Capitol police officers and other law enforcement were subjected to was really, it was just awful. And it's important for us to be real about what happened on January 6th, not to whitewash it or call it a bunch of tourists with a few people that got out of hand. That is not what was going on. This was an attack on the Capitol and our democracy that was incited by the former president. And we have to understand that if we want to protect our democracy.
Once again, Senator Tina Smith is with us. Let's fast forward 1 year. The House has created a panel to investigate the happenings of that day. And also they have said recently that they will be releasing some of the information and some of the data that they have found in that time. Do you, obviously, you're in the Senate, not the House, and they're not part of this. But do you know, is this going to be, are they going to slowly leak out the information or will it be just a great big data dump? Do you have any idea?
I don't know exactly how they're planning this, but I can tell you that they have been carefully gathering information, checking their facts, making sure that they have as full a picture as possible. And I believe that in the springtime, they expect to hold public hearings where everybody will be able to understand what they've gathered and be able to see the full picture. And I think that's a very important step. And of course, there's also work that is being done through the Department of Justice, very important to hold accountable those at all levels who not only perpetrated the violence in the Capitol, but also those that helped to lead it and inspire this attempted coup. And that, I think, will be an important step also.
Well, Senator, we were talking before you went on the air that you'll be arriving back in Minnesota a little bit later on today. It's going to be, I think, 18 below zero tonight is forecasted low, so you get the great Minnesota welcome.
I will be looking forward to coming home and seeing my new grandbaby, and that'll be terrific. So I'm excited to come back to Minnesota in a few hours.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. It's much appreciated. Have an enjoyable return to Minnesota, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Take care. Be well.
You too. Mm-hmm. That is Minnesota Senator Tina Smith. We'll be back with Jesse Thomas.